our show together, podcast pictures are of either you and me or you and me and Brooks, or it's you and me and Jen and
Well, it's
Bridget.
The only ones you've downloaded.
Yeah,
right.
That are out there.
Right.
So that's what the podcast picture. People go, oh, those are really cool pictures. What were you doing? And it's at the fair. Oh, that's right. It's at the fair.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
so we got one by the big sign. Yep.
Yep. Got one by the big sign. Had I have one given to Fonzie at the beer at the what do we call that beer tent that we go
the
to?
The Iowa Craft Beer Tent.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's give him a plug.
Scott Carlson.
Scott Carlson.
Gilroy's. Obviously Cabco downtown.
Yep.
Quarter Avenue Brew Pub. That's pretty good place.
It is a good place. Where did we go the other night? Oh, we went to Ruthie.
Exile.
Yeah, went to Exile. Food was really good.
Their menu just keeps evolving. Can I have that? We don't have that. I'll have that.
Yes.
I wonder if their beer's good, too.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dude, they were going to do a beer and Girl Scout cookie pairing.
How cool is that? I love stuff like that. He, unlike his dad. His dad was a mover shaker in the building. Right. RJ is a mover shaker around the world,
right,
with what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool. Once you look at what he's doing and what Mr. Faber's doing at Barntown, mm-hmm, and my Zach said the one that just moved into where Carl's Chevrolet used to be.
Oh, dude.
What's that one? Big Grove.
Solon in Iowa City.
Yeah.
The one that they did over in Iowa City. That's good stuff.
It's really, really good beer, too.
I love their Boomtown.
The thing that you have to remember when you do that, because I don't drink as much as what I used to.
Why did you just wiggle your finger at me on the air?
I drink a lot of NAs.
Yes,
then my problem that I have when I don't is I like craft beer.
Yes.
That has 10% alcohol to it, and you're thinking it's just like having a Busch Light. No, it's not. Especially when you haven't been drinking very much.
I was explaining to over the weekend. I had my wife's birthday on Sunday.
Congrats, there, sweetie.
We
had a great time.
Festivities started. I mean, with the other party at 6 o'clock, and I don't think we stopped until I woke up on the couch late on Sunday. It was a good weekend. So I'm sitting next to Brandon's girlfriend Rocky, and I referred to my High Life bottles. I said, to the waiter, I said, I'll have another loaf of bread. She goes, why do you call them loaf of bread? I said, have you read the calories on the side of these? So, anywho.
It's the High Life. Rocky.
They are wonderful.
Rocky, did you see that squirrel?
Exactly. Squirrel. There you go.
There is no way that he would be dating someone that we could add squirrel into, because there is no bigger squirrels than Brandon and Nathan were growing up. It's like, yeah, you guys concentrating. Yep, we're all in. What do you do? Oh, my gosh, did you see that over there?
There you go. You know, actually, my wife and I discussed your style when I'm not here is a little bit squirrelish.
Yeah, it is. I'm all over the place.
You're like,
oh, when I'm here or when you're here?
No, when you're here alone without me, it's you get on rants, and then it's in paperwork. I don't like paper. You know what all like? Wallpaper. Wallpaper gets me. So, yes, you... I love reeling you in.
I can do that sometimes.
And sports go.
But it's a sports show sometimes. And it's a lot of sport going on.
Speaking of, let's talk about Justin Fields.
Well, hold on. I got to do these reads here before we do that. I got to do one now. I'm going to do this one, and then I'll make you do a different one. Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides designs, engineers, installs, programs and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security of your facility. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many, many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company.
Well done.
Woodman Controls. Yeah. It's a good company too. It's a good program. It's a crazy good program. How easy it is and how as I say to my service guy up in Ankeny, it shows me pictures and it's like watching cartoons and I understand it better.
There you go.
It's perfect. Okay.
You know what else is good?
You got
No, I was going to say what else is good. Ruthie N.A. That's really good.
It is. Ruthie N.A. is really, really good. I've not had an N.A. that I went, oh, I can't drink that. It's amazing what they've done in the industry. I want to drive around and have an N.A. in my hand and see if I can have an N.A. in my hand like I'm drinking a Diet Coke. I have no idea.
I don't think I'd try,
except for if I was somewhere that I knew the police officers that were around, which would be a little better, but that doesn't always work either.
We want to do that.
The Chicago Bears. Right. I think what happened with the Chicago Bears is I think they understand the ramifications if they would have kept doing to Justin Fields what they were.
Okay.
And those ramifications are you spent a top 10 pick on a quarterback and you weren't equipped to make him better. I don't know who got into Matt Eberflus's mind but they said, hey, you know what? We have some things we can look at. And I know people out there don't like Kyler Murray because you hear stories about Kyler Murray and he plays video games. His coach is a highly paid professional coach that's not worth more than my Chick-fil-A cup right here that had diet lemonade in it.
So you don't care for him?
No, and I don't think he puts Kyler Murray. I think if you take Kyler Murray right now and you put Kyler Murray on the Buffalo Bills and you put Josh Allen on the Arizona Cardinals would still be the same team that they are because they don't have the stuff to do it. And I think Kyler Murray could lead that Buffalo team to do great things.
All right.
I think what the Chicago Bears said is, okay, here's the deal. We have a combination of Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts type of player here. He can throw the ball. Is he deadly accurate? We don't know yet. But you know what? We can work around that. We're going to roll him. He made some moves last night that were unbelievable to get a little more time to throw the football. Do you want him throwing 45-yard bombs down the... No, that's not his... But you can...
Well, does he have the weapons right now to throw 45-yard bombs too?
Probably not. But
he's throwing those to running backs.
But he has weapons that he's getting right. Moody and they played last night like they should. And Bill Belichick has staked his whole career on making first and second year quarterbacks look horrible. And right. Justin Fields kicked his butt and his quarterbacks didn't look good.
I mean, to look at his, I'm looking at his stats here. I mean, he was 179 yards, one touchdown, one interception.
And the interception was a tip.
Right. Exactly. But yes, he did. What's the word I'm looking for? More in control of the game?
Oh, it looked like he was in total control of the game.
Okay.
It looked like when he ran, he wasn't running. He wasn't running because he was flustered. He was running for a reason.
Right.
And he went out of bounds. Unlike Tua, who put his freaking head down and rammed into somebody to get an extra 4 yards that he didn't need.
Okay.
I don't know. And there was nobody... There is nobody that loves Mike McDaniels more than I do. I think he is the
Think he's telling him that.
I get it. I think he's in that group of NFL coaches that are going to drastically change the game.
Right.
And there's a bunch of them. He had to be pulling because he has hair. He has your kind of hair. He's got to be pulling his hair out, going, Tua, come on. Dude, we're on eggshells right now.
Right.
Just having you out there. Every time anyone gets close to you, we all go,
right.
Can you just listen to us?
And there's handlers on the sidelines.
And you can't do it. I get it. They're athletes. They understand that. I get it. But they treated Justin Fields last night. You're our quarterback. We've got two running backs. I got a couple of receivers.
Right.
We're going to get you more weapons. And I think you saw last night that Matt Eberflus is not just a defensive coach. He's willing to do both. He's willing to listen and still do his defense and let them have what they have.
Right.
And that's what you have to do.
I hate to say this. I think the Bears' defense did pretty darn good, too.
They do. And Matt Eberflus, the Indianapolis Colts miss him. They miss his schemes. And if you want to know, Justin Fields is closer to Patrick Mahomes than he is to somebody else.
Right.
Let him. If Patrick Mahomes makes a mistake,
I can see that.
Here's what.
He's not a Kyler Murray.
No,
he's not.
Here's what your team thinks. Patrick Mahomes makes a mistake. He goes over the sidelines. My bad. My bad. I won't do it again. Just hold me here, and I'll get us right back.
Right.
And I think that's what Justin Fields can be.
Right.
You can, if you're the Chicago Bears, you had to do everything you could to keep him because you can't not have him succeed. And my issue is you have how many of these? There were people out there that thought Geno Smith was the biggest bust in the whole world. And he finally has a quarterback coach that worked with him. And Pete Carroll, who, no matter what you think of Pete Carroll, and I've never been as high
you're
on...
You're not a Pete Carroll fan.
I'm a fan of Pete Carroll and how he does things, but he has a... How he gets along with all the players. He's out there doing stuff. He's doing all that. But he has a window that he can be in, and then his stuff doesn't work. And then that's what happens. So you went from Super Bowl to mediocre, 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 and now. Now, but... I also thought that Russell Wilson was the reason that they were
I was going to hope you were going here.
And I don't know what that means with how he's playing now. I don't understand how he's playing now. I don't know if that's
because... Does Nathaniel Hackett understand how he's playing now?
You know the one thing you've never heard? And Aaron Rodgers talks about everybody, good or bad. You know the one person I've never heard him even mention in a sentence? Nathaniel Hackett, who was his quarterback coach.
Right.
That's somebody he was supposed to be spending all the time in the world with.
Right.
That's a bad hire. Who was that about? You know, the two worst hires, that one and Staley in the Chargers. You have the most talented roster in football, and you can't get over 500 in while you've been there.
I know.
And make some of the dumbest decisions that you've ever seen in your
you
life.
Don't like that he just constantly is getting Herbert beat up.
Oh, my gosh. You have a weapon of mass destruction, and you just let him get you just let him get hit. And then you keep him in the game, and you're just you're pulling your hair out. And I was very impressed.
He reminds me of a Bledsoe. I know that's an old
yeah.
I mean, when
he's just so much more talented.
Oh God, yes.
But that was a nice. I know that B was happy last night. We chatted back and forth. Brendan Stiles,
mm-hmm.
Bears fan. There's an upside. You see the upside, and you see. I think that's a coach that I'm okay with. There's a lot of first-year coaches that I'm
you know
like,
what
okay.
That's called? It's called hope.
Yeah, it is. And I think you had hope. I don't think the New England Patriots have hope. How Bill Belichick played that quarterback game that he did last night, I think he might have ruined both of them last night.
Okay, let me ask you this, because that's kind of where I was going with this. Is Mac Jones better than what he is? It's just Bill Belichick is not the right coach for him.
I don't think he's healthy yet, one. And okay. I don't think he has a lot of people to throw to. Now, here's
somebody tweeted me the picture of in the Grown Ups movie, Rob Schneider's three daughters. The two of them tall and beautiful, the other one a little different. And they said one's Tua, one's Jalen.
And one's
Mac Jones, you pick.
And to be really honest, I wouldn't sell him short because I think Jalen Hurts has a ceiling. I think Tua has a ceiling, and their ceilings are they're small quarterbacks.
Oh, absolutely.
And Mac Jones is not a small quarterback.
No.
I mean, I think Mac Jones.
100% on that.
And it's so funny. Last night, and I swear people wanted to see what happened at halftime and all that, and then they had their helmets on. You couldn't tell the difference between those two quarterbacks, the way they look. Matt Jones and Zappy with their helmets on. Even you can't, I would tell you that they're twin brothers when they right. don't have their helmets right. on. But
so, I like Zappy right now. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. But he came in and got him too. And then
I know.
Nothing. And once you get a team that has seen film, that's when you know how good you're going
to
be.
All right. I'll give you a call back to earlier in our show. So did you see the frustration on Belichick's face and his?
What, he, did you see it?
Whose style does he remind you of? It's my way, it works, just wait.
I don't know.
Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah.
It's my way, it works, well, and just wait.
And he's a Kirk Ferentz
exactly.
guy.
And they are both frustrated with people questioning the way that it works. Just because it's not working right now, it'll work again. Just quit questioning
Bill,
us.
Bill Belichick, you know, because that he's without Tom Brady now, I think he is 43-68. And I don't know. I would say he's a great coach, but the way he acts and he thinks he can act that way because he has Super Bowls. I don't know how many of those Super Bowls are him, and how many of those.
Yeah,
Super
but that
Bowls,
does you can't take him away from him because he was there.
Right, you can't. But that's his arrogance to the media. That's his arrogance to everybody. I don't have time for that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. That wears thin. People don't talk about you anymore.
It's his shtick. That's what it is.
It is. No, I know. But
I've actually, I mean, you read some articles, stuff like that. If you make it into his inner circle, he's a cool dude.
I would assume he is. I mean, I get that part.
I mean, to rise to that level, he's.
I think he is a good football coach. His best friend, Nick Saban. I think Nick Saban is a great football coach. Right. I've told you all along, one of the things I've always felt bad for you is the Miami Dolphins medical staff and their general manager would not take a risk for Drew Brees. If they would have taken a risk for Drew Brees, Bill. Nick Saban would have been in Miami for 10 years and won four or five Super Bowls because he's that good of a coach.
Well, my Saints fan of a son that, you know, he wouldn't had his Super Bowl. So that would feel bad for him. So.
And the thing about Nick Saban, his stuff is getting old too. I mean, he's no, you know, him, Jimbo Fisher, Kirk Ferentz, all these older guys that have gotten their way, and the media's never, you know, you guys, I'm winning, so you can't touch me.
You saw the celebration after Tennessee beat Alabama. People are loving to figure it out.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here, Scott there. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic, sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Had to think. After I leave the studios, going to Stuffed Olive for a quick drink and appetizer, and then heading to Fiddler on the Roof.
You know what? I wish I were a rich man.
A very, very rich man.
Da, 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 da. Okay.
You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brown underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS. Twitter or Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, website 1700thechamp.com. Got to say hi to Nana and got to say hi to DJ. We had a couple other dogs there this weekend, Tracy and Chad's dogs were there as well. So
that would be a busy little time. Yeah.
Busy little teeny tiny dogs all over the place. Right. So what do we have here? We have coming up this week, we have Ravens Buccaneers. That's on Thursday. UNI Southern Illinois. Ole Miss, Texas A&M, that's a game. Jimbo Fisher loses another game. He's under 500 and getting paid like $18 million a year.
Did you just see that? Didn't they just suspend three players indefinitely also?
Yeah.
There's some turmoil going on
there.
There's
some turmoil going on, and it's NIL turmoil, and he's got some issues going on.
Yeah.
Our NFL for the weekend, the Broncos Jags are at 8 a.m. Because they're in London, the Bears, Cowboys, 49ers, Rams, Packers, Bills, Bengals, Browns. That's a lot of good games.
I have my hand in the air of
you
question.
Do? Yep.
Do you like the 8:30 game?
The London game? Yeah, I do, actually. I think teams are buying in more because it gets them away for a week from...
They thought of it as a negative. But then again, Seattle flying to Miami isn't exactly a nice flight either.
And you're still away from your family, and you know, you get a little more practice time. It's quiet practice time. I think it's good. The the Jacksonville Jaguars are, they're close. Doug Peterson's going to change that around. Here's the hardest thing to do, right? When you have a culture that Urban Meyer and whoever before him, it was a really bad culture. It takes a while to get that culture out, and then you still have to instill a winning culture. So when you get into the fourth quarter and you're up by four, it should be your game, mm-hmm. and it's not happening with them yet. They've lost right. a couple of leads late, or they'd have a really good record for all those people out there that say, well, I don't, how good is Trevor Lawrence? Trevor Lawrence is really, really good.
I know he
can sling a ball like very few people in the NFL, and he can get you yards on the ground. And oh yeah, you forget he's 6'6".
I was just going to go there. He can see over the line just
he's
fine.
A big kid. So
did you hear that? Did you watch any of the Cardinals game with Kyler Murray? How much they were talking about because he couldn't see over. He was missing throws. Yes, he was getting massively pressured, but I mean, they were not letting up about his height.
He gets a smack of the hands, and he has to take off running.
Yep,
that's how quickly they are in.
Yep.
And that is coaching. I mean, that just coaching. Drives me crazy. Later this week, so I am off tomorrow because. We are going to Temple of the Arts. Is that what it's called downtown? The Temple. We're going to see The Crown live tomorrow night.
Right. And is that the one next to Stoner Theater?
Yeah. It's at Stoner Theater. Okay. I think that's where we're going is Stoner
Temple,
Theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Temple of Performing
doing
Arts.
Doing a little
yes.
Fresca beforehand. They'll get some sushi tomorrow night. Yes.
There you go.
I'm not a huge sushi guy, but when I get it, I like it. I like it there.
I tried to get my wife to splash for her birthday, but we got to do that sometime.
Yeah, that's
I
that.
I like that. Yeah. Alaskan king crab. Heck
yeah. Yes. So I get to do that. I have Amy Voken-Luder coming on Thursday. She is the director of mortgage and banking and admin and customer service for Palmer Group. I had the COO on last Monday, and then I have her and I have two others that are coming on. So pretty excited about that. So I did Woodman Controls. What are you going to do? You got...
Did Palmer Group release the wage guide yet? Or is that coming up still?
It's coming up. Okay. It is coming up.
So, Heritage Building Maintenance.
There you go.
Provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial service throughout Central Iowa and the Midwest. Provide the best solutions for building maintenance and commercial janitorial service throughout. You did that line twice. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I won't read that twice next time. Heritage is focused and driven on technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense in proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, provide peace of mind in protecting the future by being certified partner in science-proven microbial control and provide advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Touch points. Go to heritage.com to check out more on cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
You got a good voice for radio. Good job out of you.
I also was told I have a great face for radio. So.
We both have that. You have hair for outside radio.
Yeah,
I have hair for inside radio.
I'm getting closer.
I like the picture
it.
Of that new guy, though. I didn't even recognize that guy in the photo today. Where's that guy been?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that guy forever.
That was 12 years ago. That was our wedding day.
Eesh.
I had very little hair. My wife had short, buzzed hair, and the children were young. Let's
they
just
were
say
very
that.
Young. They don't look like that anymore. No. All right, where do you want to go? I have. Can we give a little love? Can we talk a little college basketball just locally?
Oh, absolutely.
Caitlin Clark and Ashley Jones made the first team All-American preseason. There were five. There might have been six of
it
them.
It was six because two. Yeah, two of the
Alea,
six.
Boston, Caitlin, Ashley Jones, Haley Jones, and Elizabeth Kitley from Virginia Tech. Really good player as well.
This is going to be, I am looking it so
is,
forward.
It is going to be fun to watch. We did not miss, and we 2TV'd a bunch of times last year when Iowa State was playing, and Iowa were playing women. Mm-hmm. We're playing. Nana loves it. It's fun to watch. It's good basketball. I mean, it is fundamentally good basketball.
We can't drop the ball on volleyball either.
No,
you got to keep following the girls up in Ames. I mean, that's
it's amazing.
Have you watched college? I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Fast paced. It's good.
Once again, Iowa, you and I, Drake,
right,
and Iowa State, all good. You and I and Drake basketball are going to be good. You and I, Drake men, are going to be good. The Drake men, they get a couple of wins underneath their belt. They're going to be ranked. That's a lot of talent on that squad. And a great job of coaching. But congrats to those gals. College basketball is in a really good spot. I think it's almost in a spot where all the big wiggy people out there can't destroy it. I mean, they're trying. They try their best sometimes to do some destroying, but hopefully it does not continue. Right before we came on today, Maggie and Perloff were on. Maggie said that she thinks these five quarterbacks are all going to be quarterbacking different teams next year. And I was kind of surprised on a couple. Jimmy G's not going to be in San Francisco. You can tell, you know, when
Denver.
He's
going to be in Denver.
They can't eat that. That's $242 million. That's a big eat. Mac Jones or Zappi, one of the two of them are not going to be in New England. You can't have two quarterbacks that do exactly the same thing. Zappi, here's why I would lean that way. He's more athletic. I mean, he can do things that you can do, and as we're seeing with Tom Brady, and Tom Brady happens to be on this list. Tom Brady is not a mobile quarterback anymore. So he has to go somewhere. And he had it last year. He didn't get touched last year.
Tom Brady's not going to be a quarterback in the NFL next year.
You don't think so?
No.
Really?
No.
I don't know.
His ineffectiveness going on right now with the turmoil of what's going on.
That's going on in his life. I get that part. It's not going to continue.
He chose that, and look what he's doing.
Yeah.
You heard what he said when they were playing. I mean, we can't repeat it. Yeah. FCC was, but... I didn't leave my family to blank and lose to Kenny Pickett.
Right.
And that's what he yelled at all his players at halftime.
Yeah. He's
you know what Kenny Pickett said? Tom Brady said my name.
I think Kenny Pickett's going to be a good quarterback too, but boy, that Pittsburgh Steelers team is not good. Wow. Geno Smith.
She thinks he's going to be somewhere different?
Well, she thinks that he's going to end up in Tampa Bay.
Oh, I could see that. Absolutely.
I could definitely see that. And she also says that she doesn't think that Brian Daboll or the Giants will pull a trigger and pay Daniel Jones. So they think Daniel Jones will be somewhere, and they think that Daniel Jones might end up in Seattle. Kind of switching a little bit there.
What's your two cents on Daniel Jones?
I like Daniel Jones. I think that he was on an abomination of a coach. That's the thing.
You also like Brian Daboll.
I love Brian Daboll, however you want to say it. I love him. Josh Allen was not a good quarterback coming from Wyoming into the NFL, and he is now the best quarterback in the NFL. That has everything to do with Brian Daboll. And he came in, and what he said to ownership to get that job. And that's why I can't believe all the rest of these teams didn't fight to get him before then, because it's not like the Giants pay well.
Right.
It wasn't the highest offer. It was just one. He came in and said, I'm good with Daniel Jones. Let me show you what I can do with Daniel Jones. And Daniel Jones is a quality
and
quarterback.
And then step out of the way and let me do with the people I want to do it with.
Right. And say that in order to, that's the one thing he doesn't have. He doesn't have the arm strength that Okay. Josh Allen threw more deep balls last year. I think the only two people that threw more deep balls last year were Brady and Mahomes, and maybe Justin Herbert. And that's the other, Justin Herbert, if there's not a coaching change in
all right, so go back and give me the five again. Geno Smith,
Mac Jones, Jimmy G, Daniel Jones, and Tom Brady. If Tom Brady plays again, the only place Tom Brady's going to play is in San Francisco. That's where he wanted to go in,
right.
And Belichick wouldn't sign off on it. He let him go to Tampa Bay.
Well,
but he didn't want
to. He wanted to go to Miami, but he wasn't supposed to be talking about it.
Yeah, and that was so, after.
But you, when you say Mac Jones and or slash, if you will, Zappy, one of those two.
I think they'll keep Zappy. I think it fits what they want to do more.
Okay.
Mac Jones is a sitting duck, and that they've had that. They can't do that.
Brian Belichick, 2 more years? What's the over-under?
Bill Belichick?
Excuse me, what did I say, Brian?
Brian. I don't know why. You ever seen him on the sidelines? That's a weird dude.
That's a weird dude, yes. The licking his lips and rubbing his nose. Yeah.
I can't believe Bill Belichick still wants to coach. I don't see.
All right, so 2 more years? Okay, this season and one other?
At tops.
Yeah.
Because I don't see the upside for him. They're not going to get a quarterback's not going there. A good quarterback's not going to go there because it's not a good system for a quarterback that wants to do.
Well, look at Bill Parcells. It took him a lot to finally say, oh, you know what? I think I'm past it.
Yeah, and that's going to make it really interesting because I don't know how good a job New England is. Besides that they've won all the Super Bowls with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, I don't know how good a job that is. I mean, you're up in the northeast corner.
Right.
The weather's crappy for 75% of your games. People don't like going there.
Right.
You know, it's expensive to live up there.
When your team was winning, it was easy to go there.
Yeah, absolutely. Because but they didn't go because Bill Belichick was there. They went because Tom Brady was there, and Tom Brady was winning. They haven't won in a while. They went to the playoffs last year, but they weren't a good playoff team. I mean, they got beat in the first round. I mean, I get that.
Did you see the renderings released on the new Titan Stadium?
Yeah.
I know it's also the city's a ton of money. There's private money coming through for the Titans, but there's a big soccer influence on it. I mean, but it's a retractable dome.
It looked cool. And that's in a really cool part of town.
Right.
Too. I mean, that's the fun part.
Well, and it's just the areas that's revitalizing in Nashville that used to be don't go down there. Now it's just everywhere is gorgeous,
and that's kind of that thing. And it's, you know, Memphis is getting ready to do that too. Memphis is building a brand new soccer stadium down there to go next to where the basketball is. And people thought, well, is that basketball? Is that going to last? And then you're like, oh, I got Ja Morant. Yeah, that's going to last for a while.
Okay.
That's a destination place now. Have you ever been to Memphis?
Through it.
Yeah, we went we went to the bowl game.
Bowl game. That's I knew you were. Yeah.
It was so much fun. There were so many things to do. Now, once again, you have parts of Memphis that you don't.
Right, exactly. But it's
Martin Luther King Museum down there was amazing. I mean, it was just a lot of cool things.
Right.
It was a lot of fun. And getting to know and getting to sit and talk to Jerry King Lawler all the time.
Jerry the King Lawler from
That was a ton of fun as well. Okay, we got Potpourri coming up. We're into our last segment. You are listening to Steen. No, you're not. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott right here. On 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll be back. One last segment. We got a bunch of little things to talk about. We'll be back right after this.
Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
How dare the show interrupt us? What did you hit? You hit your knee there, buddy?
Well, yes. Smacked it on the
listening to a story from Ralph Macchio and Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Oh. That would be Joe Pesci. Getting to sit and talk to Joe Pesci for a while. Right. Oh, my goodness.
Cousin Vinny, that movie.
Oh, great movie. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter is at @ScottBrower_13, @SteenOnSports, @HappyHour_SS, and @1700TheChamp. Facebook's @1700TheChamp as well. And the website is 1700thechamp.com. I want to thank our sponsors of the show, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, Woodman Controls, Northwest Bank, Des Moines Orthopedic. Couldn't do it without them. What else do I have here? We have Thursday night football this week. So off tomorrow. I'm taking the wife to, well, we're going to Fiddler on the Roof tonight, but that kind of fits in because Stuffed Olive is right there.
I know.
Kind of nice. Wednesday, it's down at the Stoner Theater at Temple of Performing Arts.
You nailed it. Good job.
A little further down. So we're going to do a little Fresca. And my wife is sending me pictures of an Ecotini. So she's already there. She must have got off her job a little earlier than she was supposed to tonight. So good for her. So then we'll be back in here on Thursday. We'll talk a little bit of the Ravens-Buccaneers game.
We're going to talk a lot of bit about it.
There you go. And then you have UNI, Southern Illinois, and Ole Miss, Texas A&M. That's a must win. That is a must win for Jimbo Fisher. If he loses that game, he may have a hard time keeping his job. And that is crazy to even say that, as big a person as he is. But Broncos-Jags are 8 a.m. in the morning because it's a London game. And then you're going to get Cowboys and Bears. Then you're going to get 49ers and Rams. And you're going to get Packers and Bills is the NBC game at 7. And then you get the Bengals and the Browns after that. Like I said, a ton of sports stuff going on. Depending on how or what you think, and I'll give it a day to marinate.
Good job.
Marinate. On the peep, Kirk Ferentz had his press conference today, and I don't think the reporters in this state are pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
And take a deep breath every once in a while and go, okay, it's just coaches being coaches. Man, he doesn't want to get those guys on. He doesn't need to get them mad at him,
right?
And just start writing stories about him,
right.
You know, sometimes coaches deflect that way. He didn't do it in a good way. That's you picked a fight with some
there
of these
you go.
Guys. When you're playing the way you're playing, you told a guy that at least I don't have his job. I mean, he pretty much said, at least I don't have his job. If I had his job,
I wouldn't be happy.
Yeah, it wasn't good. He made it personal. I'm kind of curious to see. I'm assuming the Hawkeye, Huddle guys are on tonight. This is Tuesday.
Okay. Don't you think it's a little bit interesting, though, that, okay, they made it personal to that guy? Don't you think people ragging on him left and right about, well, you hired your son. Your son's not good. You won't fire your son. Nepotism, nepotism, nepotism. That maybe that's why his claws did come out of it. I mean, he is a father.
I get that, and I understand that. And as a father, I would say, man, I really, if I had to think about that again, I get it. I would protect my kid too. But I also wouldn't be able to protect my kid that hasn't had an offense be above 89 since he's been there in 2017. You're putting yourself.
Go back to paycheck and contract. You guys should be bigger than that,
right? You have a great outlook of work that you've done,
mm-hmm.
and I love it. He's always been that dude. I don't want to change with the times. I want to keep doing it the way I'm doing it. We've been successful doing that. Okay, and so the problem is. Is now Rutgers is doing it differently, and Northwestern and Maryland and all these teams that you've had Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Now Wisconsin's been good some of those times. Rutgers and Maryland. That's a lot easier than you know the rest of the Illinois, Indiana. You just had. Now you have to take a step back and go, okay, with name, image, and likeness, and with some of these kids knowing that, okay, name, image, and likeness means just because I'm on Alabama doesn't mean I get a whole bunch of name, image, likeness. I got to be on TV and I got to be doing stuff.
Okay. I like where you're going here. And this leads to my comment.
And my thought process is Kirk Ferentz's coaching life is going to get more difficult than it is to get easier because
times are a changing.
Yeah, you're not running a system that you're running a 1994 right. NFL system okay. that nobody in the NFL has run for 20 years.
Two things. So do with that being said, mm-hmm. and I know where you're going, and a lot of the media is going this direction with it. Number one, they're going to go find a quarterback at the in the portal.
I don't think that. I who's coming? Who's coming to play in an offense like that? Man, that's tough. I mean, if I had, I can go to Rutgers and maybe they win six games, but I can throw for 300 yards and I can have 10 touchdowns.
This isn't the $1 million question. It's a $900,000 question. Is Brian going to be there next year?
I would say, unless both of them are not there, he will be there next year.
They make a bowl game, but they lose the bowl game massively. Is Brian there next year?
Well, that wouldn't make it any different than what they've done before in the last couple of years. It's the same as Iowa State. Winning a bowl game. It's getting to the bowl game is always sometimes the thing. I mean, they haven't won. Last year, they should have won that bowl game. I think losing to Minnesota or Nebraska, if you lose any of these games that are left, because you should be favored in all these games.
Right. So they need to win out for the French train to be back on track.
Yes. And if you don't, I don't see, do you really see him? Unless Brian just mea culpas and go, I got to go. I'm out. I don't know how the way Kirk is, how he's fighting this.
Dug his heels in, you mean?
I don't know how you survive and he doesn't, or how the only way that they survive is they both survive together.
Yeah.
But who at the University of Iowa is going to get rid of him?
No, nobody. Exactly. Right.
And that's the problem when you have someone that's been there for so long. He has been able to usurp a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
He has a ton of power. He has more. It's not even remotely close. You can see in the difference, and I get all the winning and everything and whatever you want to say. You look at the Iowa State program and you look at the Iowa program, you know who the leader of Iowa State is.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jamie Pollard, period.
Right.
You tell me who the leader of the Iowa athletic department is. I'm going to tell you it's Kirk Ferentz.
I agree.
It's not Gary Barta, because I think the McCaffrey would back Kirk. I think Lisa Bluter would back. I mean, not to that degree. That's always been the thing, right? They don't have that person that is moving it in the right direction, because Gary Barta and Kirk Ferentz are so much alike. They're old school people, mm-hmm. and that's the way they want to do it. Name me somebody in college football that's winning that way. It's difficult. I mean, Kirk Ferentz was the reason. Kirk Ferentz is, that's what everybody pointed to. See, you can still do it because he's still doing it.
Are you telling me Nick Saban has changed?
Oh, God, yes. Nick okay. Saban in recruiting, okay. Nick Saban in the offense.
Okay.
He brings in everybody who fails. Like, Steve Sarkisian is probably going to get fired at Texas if they're under 500. Steve Sarkisian is going to leave there, and he's going to go right back to Alabama and be the offensive coordinator. You're going to do really well, and somebody else is going to get him the same thing. Kirk Ferentz is basing all of...
You get to be back on your feet if you go on his staff. Okay.
Kirk Ferentz is putting all of his eggs in the basket and daring the University of Iowa to do something about it. And I'm sitting here telling you they're not. You're sitting here telling me they're not. They're not firing Kirk Ferentz. They're not going, Kirk, here's the deal. It's either him.
What's the upside?
Or it's both. The upside is you have the number 98.
Oh, come on.
Offense.
You got to give me props for that. Yeah. What's the upside if they get rid of Kirk Ferentz?
What's the upside? This century of football.
Okay.
Actually,
that Brian goes to, and then
actually have a quarterback. You know who's the other guy? Somebody help me really quick. LeVar Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Let LeVar Woods take over that program and see what those kids do. I'm in. Okay. I think
we're getting a little Are we really to the ledge?
Let's see what happens next week. That Kirk Ferentz is going to have his son leave, and then I won't jump off that bridge. Well, listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
Getting loud.
Yes. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I will see you, and Scott will see you on Thursday.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700.